Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe, and this is the weekend edition where we interview notable people from the world of real estate investing. But first, let's say a thank you to our sponsor. The Real Estate Espresso Podcast is brought to you by International Coffee Farms. Based in Boquete, Panama, International Coffee Farms owns and operates 10 specialty coffee farms. These farms are subdivided into half-acre parcels. These half-acre parcels can be purchased for as little as $18,000. Your land will be managed on your behalf and will be producing positive cash flow in perpetuity. I've gotten to know the principals of International Coffee Farms over the last several years, and they run a quality operation. Have a listen to episode 121 with CEO and founder, Mr. David Sewell, where we talk about investing in coffee farmland in a safe, diversified offshore investment. Find out more by visiting internationalcoffeefarms.com. That is internationalcoffeefarms.com. Welcome back. We have a special guest today, formerly from the world of real estate investing. Today holds one of the leading podcasts out there, one of the leading business podcasts. Welcome, John Lee Dumas.
I'm fired up to be here, Victor. Let's make this happen.
So you've been here in Puerto Rico a couple of years, and you know we can certainly talk about podcasting, but let's talk about Puerto Rico first, because obviously it's gone through some devastating changes. What's the recovery been like? What's been the experience coming back, having to rebuild your home and all of that?
It's really interesting, because when I first moved down here 2 years ago, everybody was talking about how it's been 18 years since there's been a major hurricane. We're due. But of course, I was just like, oh, yeah, we're due, but it'll never happen. And then sure enough, you know, Hurricane Maria comes through. And what's pretty interesting, actually, is CNBC came down to my community because that is where the eye of the hurricane made landfall. So Humacao, Puerto Rico, which is where I live, Palmas del Mar, was where landfall was made, in 185-mile-per-hour winds ripped through our community, blew in a bunch of windows and doors in my home. So my house was flooded and just twist turned upside down. And luckily, I was out of country, which, you know, definitely made my running of my business a lot easier, because I couldn't run without power or internet. But it took us 2 months to get back on the island. So we were gone for 2 months. When we came back, luckily I had a handyman who was doing some cleanup while I was gone. But it was just 1 month ago, so 5 months passed before we finally got our house back to 100%.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, I understand a lot of people left the island because they just couldn't, you know, function. What did you find in your community? Have a lot of people left?
A lot of people left, but I will say that we're now seeing within the last 2 months, a lot of people are now coming back because power's been established, water's been established. So people are definitely coming back now and seeing that, you know, it's basically getting back to where it was pre-hurricane.
Now, as a former real estate investor, have you looked at the island from the perspective of any deals coming up?
There's definitely some great deals, because there's a lot of people that, you know, either just had to leave in a rush and aren't coming back for specific reasons. Also, there's a lot of real estate deals that were kind of starting to go down that kind of got stopped halfway, and you're seeing those kind of wheels stopped in motion. So I think there's just a lot of opportunity for people that want to come down, commit to being here for a while, especially with cryptocurrency playing such a big role in them, you know, potentially calling Puerto Rico Crypto Island for very obvious reasons when it comes to Act 20, Act 22. No capital gains. I mean 0% capital gains. You're going to see a lot of million, multi-million, and billion-dollar cryptocurrency guys come down here when they decide that it's time to cash out some of their cryptocurrency to take advantage of that. And then real estate just becomes a pretty awesome option for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's talk a little bit about the podcast. You're coming up on episode 2000. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's going to be 6 years in the making of a daily show, episode 2000, April 13th, which is actually Friday the 13th. I didn't think about that.
That's right around the corner. Yeah. And you're changing the format.
So I decided episode 2000 was as good a time as any to change things up a little bit. So for 2000 episodes, I had a very structured, formatted show, which both you and Kyle went through, and it was a lot of fun for me to kind of hone my chops as an interviewer. But now I'm kind of looking forward to go deep with some specific guests that I have. And so now I'm doing one interview every single Monday. So it's going to be a weekly interview show where every Monday I do what I'm calling an audio masterclass, where I'm taking a guest and I'm having them essentially present an audio masterclass on the topic that they're most expert in. And we're going to go real deep on somewhere between 6 to 8 bullet points and really kind of go deep on those things. And then on Thursdays, I'm going to be doing a random variety show where I'm basically going to be having a JLD rant, as I call them, or doing a Q&A show, something along those lines, which is kind of giving me a lot more freedom and flexibility to have some fun behind the microphone.
That's awesome. Well, I can't wait to see the new format. And by the way, your new passion project, I've listened to the first episode. I'm excited for that too.
Well, thank you very much. I'm having a lot of fun. I've always, you know, been a history major and just loved all that kind of stuff. So it's been a good passion project.
Cool. Well, thanks so much. And well, let's go get some dinner.
Chow down, Puerto Rico.
I love that conversation with John Lee Dumas. John is the person I really have to credit to getting me into podcasting. I was a follower of the Entrepreneurs on Fire podcast for a long, long time and reached out to him, started to develop a little bit of a relationship, mostly online, but then eventually became a guest on his show. And he's someone who's a real generous person, generous with his time, generous with his wisdom, generous with his knowledge. And it's because of him that I run the Real Estate Espresso podcast each and every day. I learned the process from him. So it's important to get out, say thank you to people, meet people face to face, and build those relationships. And it's in the process of building those relationships that amazing business opportunities come your way. As you're thinking about that, have a spectacular day, have a wonderful weekend, and make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.